On the New York subway, the drugs have an estimated street value of $1.5 million. Tomorrow night in Las Vegas, Canelo Alvarez makes his ring comeback. The reigning undisputed super middleweight champion will risk his belts against Jermell Charlo. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. We're live here till 6 p.m. Talking some Saints football, Saints Tampa Bay Bucs. But before we get to that, We always like to promote some great fundraisers going on, great events, art culture in the city. So we're going to start off with the Opera Ball, with the Opera Guild. Rebecca from the Opera Guild is going to talk to us a little bit about that. It's coming up next week, October 7th, at the beautiful Higgins Hotel on Magazine Street, right across from the World War II Museum. So, Rebecca, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hi, Mitch. Thanks. My co-chair, Susan, is also on the phone with us today, and we're both here and excited to chit chat with you about the Opera Ball.
Okay, great. So Susan and Rebecca, we met at an event recently at the Opera Guild House on Britannia, and we talked and we put this thing together, and you guys do such a wonderful job. So I know we've got this weekend, Marriage of Figaro tonight, Mozart then on Sunday afternoon, but we also have the Opera Ball, so a lot to talk about. So tell us about what you guys have planned on October 7th for the Opera Ball. Go ahead.
The event is going to be at the Higgins Hotel, which is very wonderful. The theme is A Streetcar Named Desire. There happens to also be an opera, The Streetcar Named Desire, based on the Tennessee Williams play. And since we haven't had the New Orleans Opera Ball in about 5 years, we thought celebrating all that is New Orleans is a good thing. So that was how we decided on that theme, right, Susan?
Yes, and it is, as you said, going to be October 7th at the Higgins. And we're so excited. We would love to have people come. We have sold out our patron party, which is fabulous, but we have gala tickets. And we would love to have more people join us. It's going to be an amazing evening.
Yeah, and I was looking at the website, neworleansopera.org, and of course you've got the patron party starting from 6 to 7 at the rooftop at Rosie's, which is a great place at the top of the hotel. And then you go to the Higgins Hotel Ballroom. So talk a little bit about who's, the food, the entertainment, the drinks. Everybody is always interested in those kind of things.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, we have some great...
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Okay. We have some, once again, since this is a New Orleans theme, we have some wonderful local artists. Anais St. John is a great singer in town who also is a teacher at Trinity. And she's going to be doing the patron party. And then a wonderful, energetic band called BRW that's been in the business for 40 years is going to be dancing us out for the rest of the evening.
And I know, what about the drinks, too? I'm sure you guys always like to throw an open bar for these kind of events.
We do, Mitch. Thank you. We are having two specialty cocktails. The Gold Ring Foundation has donated for us, and so we're doing a Stella and a Stanley to go with our theme, obviously, of A Streetcar Named Desire. And if you drink enough of them, we might have a little Stella Stanley calling contest, right?
Yeah, you can. We can have that twice a year now. So that sounds like a great. I like that idea.
Right.
So, but nobody's going to be dressed like that, I guess. But That sounds like fun.
No.
And, nobody's going to be dressed like wearing a white T-shirt.
Black tie preferred, yes.
Okay. And the website is neworleansopera.org. And then do you guys want to mention, too, of course, the I got to see the dress rehearsal, which was really cool, the other night for Marriage of Figaro, which is a great opera with Mozart, obviously the greatest, probably. And it comes back for tonight, right at Mahalia Jackson, and Sunday afternoon.
It does, and we are attending tonight. But, Mitch, I did want to mention for your listeners something of interest. We do have a fabulous live auction item from Gail Benson that she donated a priceless Saints package to us. So I thought I might mention that to people who I know are listening to you for all the Saints updates. We are auctioning off two club seat tickets with two pregame field passes and a parking pass, which, as you all know, are not really for sale. So that does make them, of course, priceless.
Do we know which game that's for? Is it you can pick your choose your game?
Yes, Mitch. It's actually for, it's open, you know, if the person who wins contacts the office and they come up with a mutually agreeable date for any game for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's great.
Cause there's
a lot of
good... Does it exclude playoff games, Susan? Do you know?
She did not say that. No.
Okay.
It's just
okay.
A regular season. So
you don't want to be presumptuous and jinx anybody. I think we're going to be fine, but, you know, there's a long way to go in the season. But anyway, that's great. You know, we do this show. We've been doing it for many years, and we always pull for the Saints. Sundays are special days. And so I appreciate you guys. It was great meeting you guys, too, just a couple of weeks ago or so. And I'm glad we got this together. And I appreciate all that. You guys always treat me very well, so it's really cool to have you guys on, and you're always welcome to come on the show with me.
Thank you so much for having us, Mitch.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Okay, and we'll mention it at the rest of the show. So really appreciate both of you guys coming on this afternoon. All right, so let's move on. I believe hopefully we've got Rodney Sears with the auto auction. So Rodney, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mitch, thanks for having me, sir.
And I'm gonna definitely plan on coming tomorrow to see you. I know I've been just with everything crazy this week, and you've got a lot of people in town and people raving about it, talking to me on the street about it. So tell us a little about what you guys are doing at the convention center.
Yeah, so as you know, this is our inaugural event here in New Orleans, so thrilled to be here. Our company, we've been having these collector art car auctions for 52 years now, so excited to be coming to New Orleans. We like to have our events in destination cities because about 80% of our bidders fly in from out of state and outside the country. So we like to be able to go to places where they can enjoy the auction action and also kind of take in everything that the host city has to offer. So it's been a lot of fun this week. Tomorrow is our last day. Thursday was our first day. Been open at 8 a.m. each day. We'll open at 8 a.m. again tomorrow. We'll have our automobilia, which is our collectible automotive memorabilia auction, starting at 10. And then the collector cars will start going across the block from noon till a little after 5 p.m. So it's not just an auction, though, Mitch. You know, we've got a bunch of other stuff going on. We've got some live music. We've got some interactive sponsor exhibitor displays. And then what a lot of people are really excited about are the thrill rides that we have going on outside with Dodge and Toyota. It's a great opportunity to jump in shotgun with a professional driver, and they basically take you on a little bit of a drifting expedition out there in the parking lot.
Sounds like fun. I got to do a show in the morning, and I'll be back to New Orleans probably at 12, 1 o'clock, so I'm going to definitely stop by and come in the convention center, hopefully get to meet you in person and see the
Absolutely.
Show because, yeah, so I look forward to meet you tomorrow in person to do that, and maybe you can show me around if you got a few minutes to do that.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right. Well, babe, man, anything else you want to mention before we let you go about tomorrow or how to get tickets? Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to say love to have everybody out. You can get your tickets if you want to get them today. I believe we still have advanced ticket pricing for tomorrow on our website at Barrett-Jackson.com. Otherwise, you can get them online tomorrow or you can get them here at the gate. We do have discounts for children, seniors, students, military and first responders, and then also children 5 and under are free tomorrow as well.
And you're in Hall E, just to remind everybody. So if they're coming to the convention center, Hall E is going towards where the bridge crosses over. It's not necessarily on Julie, but you can get in the convention center at Julie. So, hey, Ronnie, it's always it's great to actually talk to you, and hopefully I definitely plan to see you tomorrow afternoon. So thanks for spending a few minutes with us this afternoon.
No, I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you, and hope to see a lot of your listeners out as well. So thank you so much.
All right, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. The auto auction, which is supposedly fantastic, got tons of cars and a lot of great people in town spending money in New Orleans, so that's cool as well. So we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back. We're live here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, right off the I-10 exit at Veterans. We're going to talk to Claire Birovac, a little more art and culture stuff. And then the second half of the show, we got Gary Smith and Hunt Palmer to talk about the Saints and Bucks football game Sunday at high noon in the Superdome, issues with who's playing and all that good stuff. And we'll address that after the break. So listen to us. We'll be back right after these messages.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Osteen,
he's a man of integrity.
Jeff Osteen,
want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
Segment live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner here, right off the I-10 exit at Veterans. And my next guest, got to see her the other night, to see the Marriage of Figaro, which is an awesome opera with Mozart, obviously, one of the greatest, maybe the greatest. And we had Claire Birovac, who's the artistic director of the New Orleans Opera, so, and a big Saints fan as well. So Claire, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, Mitch. It was great to see you the other day.
Yeah, it was fun. And so would you like to talk about the Saints or Mozart? Because it's, you know, some people think they're both the tops in their professions, I guess you could say. But,
yeah. Well,
but
why don't we start with talking about the opera a little bit, and then we can move on to the Saints. Is that all right with you?
Sure, go ahead. So tell us a little bit about, I know there's a performance tonight at the Mahalia Jackson, then Sunday afternoon.
That's right. Yeah, we're doing Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro, which is one of the greatest operas ever written. And performances tonight at 7:30 at the Mahalia Jackson, as well as Sunday at 2:30. Tickets are selling really well, so if folks want to come on out and see it, don't wait to purchase your ticket. You can walk up tonight at the door and buy a ticket. They start at $32, or go online to neworleansopera.org. It's a great cast that has some Louisiana and New Orleans natives, as well as some guest stars from around the country who sing it, you know, all the big opera houses around the world, really. So it's a fantastic night in the theater.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed seeing a dress rehearsal, because then you the idea is to get all the kinks out, and it's really cool, very relaxed environment, and everybody had a great time. So they're ready to roll tonight, I guess, right? And this is the real deal. So, but like Mozart is probably the greatest. So it's like you're going to see like the voice of God that some people call Mozart. So
yeah,
you can't turn that down.
That's right. Yeah, boy, Mozart—he was such a genius, and he lived such a short time. You can only imagine what he would have produced if he had had a longer career and not died in his mid-30s. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, I think Amadeus is one of the greatest movies of all time, and I don't know how historically accurate it is, because there's questions about whether there was a Salieri who was like his nemesis, that deal, or they kind of maybe. Change a little bit about that, but I know his father was kind of a demanding figure in his life as well, and I guess all that contributed to the fact that he did not live a long life.
Yeah, I think that's all true. I mean, he did have a rival in Salieri, but whether or not Salieri actually engineered Mozart's death, that's all in question. But a lot of, you know, we have Mozart's letters, and so we know a lot about his life, and that personality you saw in the movie Amadeus was very much like him. I think he would have fit in great in New Orleans if he had ever had the chance to take a trip over here in the 1700s.
Yeah, because if you watch the movie, a lot of the movies, partying and drinking and dancing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he would have fit in perfectly here. So, but anyway, so Friday night, tonight, and then Sunday afternoon. For those of you not going to the Saints game, well, you could catch, you could leave the Saints game early, right? You could leave at halftime.
Sure.
So catch
them. Yeah, absolutely. We start the opera at 2:30, and you know, we do have late seating for those who have to watch to the very end and get that final 2-minute warning. So folks can come over to us late, or they can leave the game early and come catch The Marriage of Figaro.
All right. So, and I know you're a big Saints fan as well. So, rough game last week. A 17-point lead. They lose. Derek Carr is now supposedly questionable. I don't think he's going to play Sunday. I wouldn't rush him back. I know you like Derek Carr, but Jameis Winston is, you know, a capable backup. So, what are your thoughts on the game Sunday?
Well, I'm super excited about it. I'm going to watch as much as I can until the opera starts. And Kamara's coming back on Sunday, right? First game back.
Right. Right, this is for, because he had a 3-game suspension, which is actually was worked out pretty well. I mean, it would have been great to be 3-0, but 2-1 is will take, and he's going to be back, and they need to run the ball better. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show, obviously. So that's a good thing. And Derek Carr's, well, I think we'll be back in the next couple of weeks or so. I thought it was going to be a month, but what I'm reading now is it's day by day. So I think you sit him this Sunday, let him heal fully before you bring them back out there.
I agree. Yeah, no sense rushing it back. I mean, they can take care of the Bucks, no problem. You know, I'm also a Cleveland Browns fan, so I know I've been watching Baker Mayfield for the last couple of years, and he'll implode on Sunday, and then the Saints will take care of business.
Well, the thing that we've been saying all year was the Saints, you know, and I guess you could call it somewhat of a backhanded compliment, but the Saints are in the worst division in the NFC. And the proof was last Sunday, all four teams in the Saints division, obviously including the Saints, lost to other NFC teams. So so if there's any good news about the whole thing, the Saints are still tied for first place, and they're in the division with all those teams that lost as well on Sunday. So we'll see how that goes.
That's
It's great to have you on. Any final thoughts about Mozart or the Saints?
well, I think it's a match made in happen, right? You know, we got opera and we got football. What else could someone want for a late September weekend. I think it's a great pairing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, hey, Claire, it's always a pleasure. It was great seeing you the other night. And so let's hope that you guys have a lot of success tonight, Sunday afternoon, and the Saints win as well, Sunday at high noon in the Superdome.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on, Mitch.
Okay, take care. Thanks, Claire. Really appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
All right, so we to finish the segment, I want to just mention some of the numbers here. The Saints box, there's a 40 is the total, which is probably based a lot upon what a lot of people think is Tampa Bay's offense not being that great, and the fact that the Saints have 11 straight games going to last season, giving up 20 points or less. I think that streak continues on Sunday, and I think that's why the total is only 40, which is a relatively low total. And the only problem with that is the Saints are only 6-5 in those 11 games where they've given 20 points or less. So the offense really has to step it up. Now, I don't think the offense has to be that much better to win the division, but when everybody in the NFC South loses to another NFC team in other divisions of the NFC, it shows you why the experts believe, and I believe as well, that it is the weakest division in the NFC. The Saints are a 3-point favorite in the game. It's at home in the Superdome at noon. And the guy who's really stood out for the Saints is Chris Olave. Remember, they trade up to get Chris Olave, and they gave up a lot, but he has reached another level so far this season with some of the acrobatic receptions he's made. He's got 22 receptions for 302 yards, no touchdown receptions yet this year, even though he's been so good. I think he's the best player, at least on the offense. And the guys are questionable or doubtful. According to ESPN NFL, for the game are Carr, Foster Moreau, the tight end, who played for the Raiders. Adebo and Ruiz, I think, are both definitely out. And so the Saints are good, but they got Kamara back. And the Bucs are going to be missing three cornerbacks as well. Mayfield, 62 for 93, 636 yards, passing, four touchdowns, one interception. So Mayfield has been better than he has in the past in terms of turning over the ball, because he's been somewhat of a turnover machine, but he's only got one interception this year so far. The yards, the Saints are at 341 total yards. The Bucs are 290. Rushing, the Saints are averaging 93 yards a game. The Bucs are 70. Defensively, the Saints are giving up 303 yards a game. The Bucs 380. Rushing, 99.7, 103. So the Saints are winning just about every category between the Bucs. They're only a 3-point favorite, which is weird to me, because generally you get 3 points being home. So they're thinking at a neutral site, this would be a pick-em game. Now, Tampa Bay's played better than we expected. They're 2-1. They did win. Beat Minnesota on the road, but then they got handled pretty easily by Philly, who is the NFC defending champs. But they were at home against Philly, and it didn't go too well. But so anyway, and Jameis Winston does not have to be great to beat Tampa Bay. The defense, I believe, will keep that streak going of 20 points or less. I think that's going to definitely happen. So I think that if Winston can play somewhat of an error-free game, I expect the Saints to win the football game. I like the Saints laying the 3 points. And the under is so low, the total's so low, I think you still got to go under in this game unless the Saints really put up some points. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We got Gary Smith from The Advocate, Hunt Palmer from The Hunt Palmer Show in our next two segments, and get their thoughts on the Saints-Bucks game this Sunday at noon in the Superdome. We're live at Premier Nissan to the top of the hour, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. We're the I-10 exit on Veterans. They're open 9 to 9 every day except for Sunday. We'll be back with more of the show live right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning, and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranac.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. If Congress doesn't reach an agreement by midnight Saturday, the federal government will shut down. Brooke Thorington has more.
We are up against the clock. It looks like there might be a very brief shutdown.
U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy says for the most part, Louisianans' life should not drastically change.
You can still fly. You'll be able to get your Social Security check. You'll still be covered under Medicare and Medicaid if that's how you get your health care. The National Flood Insurance Program will still pay claims.
But if you're a federal employee, you will be furloughed, and those in the military and TSA are forced to work without pay. I'm Brooke Thorington.
A government shutdown will not stop the Saints from hosting the Buccaneers on Sunday, and there's a 50-50 chance quarterback Derek Carr will play. Carr practiced on a limited basis today with a shoulder injury that knocked him out of the game last Sunday. He's listed as questionable. And tonight, Louisiana Tech is in action as they face UTEP. Louisiana Radio Network.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former Deputy Chief of Staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
You pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan called DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
I'm Dan Mill, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
After the second half of the show here at Premier Nissan, we'll be here to the top of the hour, then headed out to the Silver Slipper and a little night dinner. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll be doing the LSU show in the morning at the Silver Slipper. And then we'll be back here Monday to wrap up our analysis of the Saints and the Bucks. But we got Gary Smith with us right now from the Advocate. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so let me throw out a couple of numbers I think you'll like here. We've talked about the fact that the Saints, again, 20 points or less streak continues. I think it will continue after Sunday. I just can't imagine that the Tampa Bay Bucs are going to score with Baker Mayfield more than 20 points. Yet we said they're 6-5 in those 11 games. And one other thing I want to throw out, I'm sure you're well aware of, the Saints, Buccaneers, Panthers and Falcons all lost, and all four NFC South teams lost Sunday to other NFC teams, which I guess validates the fact that the NFC South is the weakest division in the NFC. So when you think about Derek Carr maybe missing a couple of games because they're talking about less games now, I don't think it hurts us that much comparing him to Jameis Winston when we look at the division we're in. So when people are like dreading what happened, the silver lining is we're still in the NFC South for the rest of the season. So I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, that's right. Atlanta and the Saints surprised some people by starting 2-0, especially outside of New Orleans, where the expectations for the Saints were a lot lower than in the city. But I think reality may have hit a bit last week. And, yeah, there's not going to be any team with a great record in the division. Tampa Bay, too, we knew that wasn't going to continue. They got blown out by Philadelphia. You know, the Saints are right in there. I agree. This is a good match for the Saints for a variety of reasons. I agree with you totally that Tampa will not be breaking that streak of the defense holding 20 points or fewer, because Tampa Bay's best player is Mike Evans, and he's done absolutely nothing against the Saints. Marshawn Lattimore has shut him down just about every time they played. In fact, the last time that Mike Evans had a 100-yard receiving day against the Saints was the season opener in 2018. The last time he had a 70-yard game against the Saints was in 2018. They've got his number. Baker Mayfield doesn't have many weapons to work with. He hasn't been he's been lousy for the last few years in the NFL. This is a game the Saints should win as long as they don't mess up.
Well, I'm going to say this. If Baker Mayfield doesn't make any turnovers, I think it's a close game. But but he's only thrown one interception, so he's playing a little bit better in terms of not making mistakes, which is probably what they tell him, just don't lose the game. We have a very small margin of error here. But the Saints defensively should really dominate. And then the question is on the other side of the ball. You and I talked about that Jameis Winston's first two games last year were comparable to the first two games of Derek Carr. So if Jameis Winston plays at a level sort of like that, and I know Jameis Winston is very cautious about making mistakes. He's been pretty good overall about that. So I think I think they're basically going to tell him just manage the game and we win. Our defense will keep us in the game or keep the lead and just managing him. Don't make turnovers. I think that's what the story is going to be.
Yeah, and the Saints aren't a lock to beat anyone because they have problems scoring too. Derek Carr, officially Derek Carr is questionable for the game. Apparently, he practiced late this week, but that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Cesar Ruiz is not going to be playing. He's out with a concussion. Do they really want Derek Carr to take another hit on that shoulder this soon? How strong would his arm be if he did play? I'm expecting to see Jameis Winston in this game. And I agree. As long as if he doesn't make mistakes, the Saints will win this game. And he's been better about not making mistakes in the past. Since he's been in New Orleans. When you don't score a lot, you keep every team in the game. So there's no such thing as a slam dunk for this team.
Well, I know you're anticipating me asking this question, because I would think that Derek Carr's return is contingent on two things. Obviously, he's got to be completely healthy. Secondly, how well Jameis Winston plays. Because if Jameis Winston I know he's playing Tampa. He's not a very good football team. But if he plays well and the Saints control the game, I would think that Derek Carr's return could be delayed, because you want to make sure he's 100% healthy with that, and you're still dealing with that Saints offensive line. And if Jameis Winston's getting the job done, there's no reason to rush this guy back.
100% agree. I just can't say it any better.
But do you think the Saints are thinking the same way? You and I are thinking that way, but do you think the Saints are?
Yeah. You know, if they win comfortably and Jameis looks good, that's an injury you just can't come back from this quickly, I don't believe, and be healthy. So I think they might be thinking on those lines too, but it has to happen first. First game, he has to go out and play a good game.
Well, he's playing against a team that statistically, from the even as I mean, when you have a team like the Saints who struggle offensively, that's got better numbers than the Tampa's offense, and you're clearly their better defensive team. Yep. I mean, there's no excuse here in the Superdome on Sunday. Nope. I think the Saints should cover the spread too. I think three is a weird number, maybe because Jameis Winston starting. It's a very small spread. It's very enticing to take the Saints and lay the 3 points on Sunday.
I agree with that too, just for the fact. I mean, look, people were talking about that Tampa was tanking going into the year. I don't believe that's what's going on. But that's how bad their roster was considered going into the season. And yes, they did start 2-0, but Philadelphia exposed them pretty badly in the last game. And three seemed. It seems like this should be more like a touchdown spread going into it, and I'd be tempted to take the Saints if it was a touchdown spread.
And even so, you know, you think about the Saints could lose to anybody, so I guess maybe that's somewhere where the calculation is.
Sure.
And Jameis Winston it's a good thing that Jameis Winston got to play a little bit in the second half of the game last Sunday, so it's not like he's going to be completely cold.
Yeah, and look, I get it. Look, losing a 17-0 lead to a team that's probably not that good in Green Bay is bad, and I do worry about the carryover effect for the Saints a little bit. But I watched that game. I've seen much worse collapses than that didn't result in losses. There was a lot of a couple of fluky things that happened in that fourth quarter. I didn't feel like the Saints just completely disintegrated. They just didn't make plays, and Jordan Love played extremely well in the fourth quarter. So I do think that football is the most overreaction sport out there, because there's only one game a week, so people have a whole week to dissect what just happened in the previous game. I think there are more positive signs than negative signs for the Saints at this point. Obviously, the offensive line is the biggest concern going forward. That unit absolutely has to play better. But just the Saints are better than Tampa Bay in every facet of the game. So there's no reason that they shouldn't be able to win this game.
And I'll let you out on this thing, and we're going to have to talk about this every week, because I think Atlanta lost to a good team. They lost to Detroit, and look how good Detroit looked, at least in the first half against Green Bay. We lost to a team not as good as Detroit and gave up a lead. I think Atlanta they didn't look great against Detroit. But they lost to a good team who's a sleeper in the NFC. So I think Atlanta's still going to be an issue for the Saints down the road.
Yeah, I agree. I think I've said before on this show, I think Atlanta is the most complete team top to bottom roster-wise in the division. That's not maybe saying a whole lot, but they've got a much better running game than the Saints, even with Alvin Kamara coming back. They don't have the offensive line issues that the Saints have had that's the reason Derek Carr is injured right now. Desmond Ridder is the question mark for that team. He did not play particularly well against Detroit, but they make up for it in other areas. And I'm still pretty sure it's going to come down to how those teams fare against each other as to who ends up winning the NFC South.
Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, so it's always a pleasure to have you on. And at the end of the day, I guess you like the Saints to win the game Sunday.
Yeah, I would take the Saints to cover. I mean, as I said, they're no lock just because they don't score a lot of points. But they're simply a better team than Tampa. And based on the way they've even played in the first three games, they were 1 point away from being 3-0. There's no reason they should lose to one of the probably five worst teams in the NFL.
And when do you think? I think they should wait about three games to bring Derek Carr back. But yeah, I guess like we said, it depends on how fast he heals and what happens with Jameis Winston.
It depends on whether they think a slightly compromised Derek Carr is better than a totally healthy Jameis Winston, and that's based on performance. If I were calling the shots, that would be how the decision would go.
So sounds good. Hey, Garrett, it's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, that was Garrett Smith with The Advocate. And, you know, like I said, the total is only 40, and the Saints are a three-point favorite, which I think is kind of a little bit strange because you usually get 3 points when you're playing at home, and we know the Superdome is a pretty big advantage for the Saints, and yet they're only a three-point favorite. So it looks very tempting to take the Saints and lay the three, especially for the fact that the Saints are only giving, like we said, this is 11 straight games, 20 points or less defensively. I think that streak continues to be 12 after Sunday against Tampa Bay. And like I said, the only way I see realistically the Saints losing this game is if they make mistakes and Baker Mayfield has a mistake-free game. And he's only thrown one interception, but he's been prone to throwing interceptions and turning the ball over. He has not done that yet because they've been a very conservative offense. But they really just don't have the weapons to beat the Saints, except for Mike Evans. And they've done, Lattimore's done a great job against them in his career. So anyway, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll have Hunt Palmer on and get his thoughts on the Saints-Bucks game. We're live here till 6 p.m. at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, right off the I-10 exit. And Veterans, they're open 9 to 9. They're open till 9 o'clock here after I leave the show at 6. So we'll be back right after these messages.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs, tell your DA, pick up the phone, we're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr.
Mitch
T.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for L.A. Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2575.
The following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
All right, we're back here for the final segment of the show here till 6 p.m. at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner. Before I get my next last guest on, I just want to mention my picks. I like The Bills minus 2.5 at home against Miami. I like Pittsburgh minus 2.5 at Houston, and I like the Saints minus 3 at home against Tampa Bay. So those are my three picks. And my theory is I don't care how people are going to rave about the Dolphins. The Dolphins are always a good team in the first half of the season, and it always happens in the second half of the season. I promise you, you're not going to see what you're seeing now, I don't think, in the second half of the season. And they're coming off a historical game. I love the Bills in this situation. Houston, C.J. Stroud playing great for a rookie. He was clearly the best of those three quarterbacks. There's no question that got picked in the first three picks of the draft. And they're coming off that big win at home against Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh. And then I like the Saints, like we talked about. We got Hunt Palmer with us with the Hunt Palmer Show right now. So, Hunt, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Absolutely. How are y'all?
All right, so those are my thoughts on the and on those are the three games I like. But the Saints are only a 3-point favorite. The total's 40 in this game, and I want to get your thoughts on why that spread's low, because generally you're going to get 3 points at home, especially playing in the Superdome, which is a big home advantage. And I think we all agree the Saints have a better roster than Tampa Bay. So I'm thinking maybe the uncertainty about Jameis Winston, the uncertainty about Kamara coming back for his first game after the suspension, the Saints' offensive line issues are all factors in why that spread's only 3. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, the Saints' offensive line's terrible right now. It can get better, but it's terrible right now. They can't block anybody. There's no time for any of the quarterbacks to throw, and they can't run it at all. And the Bucs have a stout front. We'll see if Vita Vea can play. He was limited in practice today. But there's a reason the Saints' offense is sputtering, and it's not because they don't have talented wide receiver. It's not because they don't have a quarterback that's capable of throwing the ball. It's because they can't block. And so that's the case. The Panthers aren't very good either, and the Saints were in a dogfight in that one as well. And then the Saints couldn't score late against the Packers to separate enough to help their defense out late. So I think that's probably the biggest factor.
I mean, this thing about, my previous guest, we were talking about the return of Derek Carr. I think it's going to be dependent, obviously, upon him being fully healthy, because you don't want to risk him having any injury issue and getting a sack, like you said, with that compromised offensive line. But I also think it's going to be dependent upon how well Jameis Winston does. Now, he doesn't have to be great, honestly, Sunday to beat Baker Mayfield, Tampa Bay. But yeah, I think he's got to be pretty much error-free. And so that's where – do you agree with me that those are going to be the key factors of when Derek Carr returns? There's no need obviously, to rush him back if he's not 100%, especially if Jameis Winston's getting the job done, which is a question mark, of course.
It sure is, but I think that Derek Carr is going to be the one that decides whether he plays or not. You know, these are not 18-, 19-year-old college kids who are having to think about their future. Derek Carr is a paid man, and if he tells you, hey, I can play – he's going to go out there and play. So I don't think they're going to think about rushing him back. It's just if Derek Carr says, look, my shoulder feels fine, saw me in practice on Friday, I could throw it around, let's go, he's going to play. I do agree with your sentiment that you just got to be error-free, because the base defense is good enough where if you don't put him in compromised situations, they'll hold teams to a reasonable amount. They've done it for 12 games in a row. So, yeah, I'm with you there, but I just think Derek Carr is going to be one who makes that call, whether that's tomorrow or Sunday morning.
Well, and we've talked about also it's an incredible streak, and you're 6-5 in those games, and it's been 20 or less in 11 games. I think 12 is coming on Sunday. I just don't see Tampa Bay scoring more than 20 points unless the Saints, offense puts them in those bad spots. But that's the it's not a great statistic when you think about their record, and that's obviously a reflection on their offense. You say the offensive line, I agree with you, is Trevor Penning, probably not a good idea to pick in the first round, although, I mean, he's a young guy, maybe he can get better. I saw Ramczyk give up a sack last week, and they've got issues, too, with Cesar Ruiz. I think he's a concussion guy, so I think he's going to be able to play. What do you think they can do? I mean, you can always try to find guys off the street, but how do the Saints get better on the offensive line? Is that just something they're going to deal with the rest of the season?
It's not going to be a man off the street. It's going to be the guys who they've invested first and second-round picks in and contract extensions in and tens of billions of dollars in to play better. That's what's got to happen. Ryan Ramczyk has played better than this. It's not like he's way past his prime. He's still a fairly young man. We saw Andrew Whitworth and guys like that play till they're 40 years old as a tackle in the NFL. And Penning can grow up and get a little bit better, and then you need those guys in the interior to just do a better job. I don't think it's a lost cause, but the fact is right now, you've seen him out there for 3 weeks, and the results are very, very poor.
Now, now you look at the statistics, they're a little bit misleading. The Saints averaging 93 yards a game, but their leading rusher is Taysom Hill, which you don't want to see either, obviously. And so, and when you think about Jaden Daniels with LSU, we'll have Hunt on to talk about that tomorrow morning. But Kamara's coming back after the three-game suspension. And if you look at the bright side, 2-1 with Kamara out is fine. If you forget about giving up that lead, the Saints in the fourth quarter against Green Bay. What do you think Kamara's role is going to be? Like you said, Tampa Bay's strength is probably their front line. What do you expect? Kamara has not played yet this year. Kendre Miller played okay, I thought, in his first regular season game. Jamal Williams is on IR. So where do you see his role tomorrow, Sunday in the game?
Yeah, I think they'll try to establish in between the tackles because that's what you'd like to do. Whether or not they can do that remains to be seen, and I have my doubts. But for sure, you can get him out on the edge, certainly in the passing game, and slow down that pass rush by setting up the screen game and doing what Kamara does best. So that's something that no matter what running back they got in there, whether it's Kendre Miller, whether it's Tony Jones, or Paul Williams early on, none of them are as capable as Kamara is when they get him out on the edge. So that's, I think, the most impactful thing he can do.
And I think they're going to use Taysom Hill again in different ways, whether they let him throw the ball here or there, or just a design run play. You expect that as well, that you're going to see a fair amount of Taysom Hill also on Sunday?
For sure. I it's not the ideal way to do it. You'd rather do it a little bit more traditionally with your starting quarterback on the field. But if that's a way you can move the football, run some clock, and do what your offensive line does a little bit better, which is run block. I mean, Trevor Penning is clearly a better run blocker than he is a pass blocker. Then put Taysom Hill out there a little bit more and run the football. And if they cheat up too much and they're trying to take that away, he can throw it over their head. So I'm not opposed at all. You're paying Taysom Hill a lot of money. You might as well use him.
Now, I brought up another I know people are not going to like this, but actually it's good for the Saints in the sense that they, regardless of Derek Carr's situation, they're in the long haul in this, winning this division, and them in Atlanta probably. Everybody in the NFC South lost on Sunday to other NFC teams, which in a good way means that the Saints clearly can win the division, even with injury issues. But in a bad way, it shows you the NFC South is probably the weakest division in the NFC. So you can look at that either way, but it means the Saints are going to be dead at the end of the season. That Atlanta Saints game in New Orleans might decide who wins the division.
Yeah, it's a long way to go, and these games are all decided by such razor-thin margins. Even the teams that we consider quote-unquote bad are playing tough games. The Cardinals are playing tough games. The Bucs have been better than we thought they would be. I mean, it's just everybody in the league has some ability, and it's going to be tight. Saints just need to not give them away. They gave it away last week. I mean, it is what it is. Their offense went into the deep freeze. They couldn't move the ball, and the kicker, rookie or not, he's professional. He needs to make a 47-yard field goal, so they gave that one away. You can't do that too many times, but they're fine right now.
Well, see how it goes. Hey, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for joining me this year, and we'll have you back on tomorrow morning to talk LSU and Ole Miss, but we'll hold that thought till tomorrow. Thanks again, Hunt. I really appreciate it.
You bet, man. Have a good evening.
All right, man. Thanks. That was Hunt Palmer. Good stuff. We want to thank all our great guests today. Hunt Palmer with the Hunt Palmer Show was just on with me. Gary Smith with The Advocate. Claire Burback with the art director of New Orleans Opera. And also the Opera Guild ladies, Susan and Rebecca. Ronald back at the studio. BJ, all the great people at WGSO Radio. I want to thank Greg Collins and Donald here over at Premier Nissan. Like I said, 6636 Veterans Boulevard. I'm still looking at this red truck. Beautiful red truck. I'm waiting for somebody to buy it. Come in and buy it. They're open 9 to 9 every day except for Sunday. So come on down. We're going to wrap up the show. Reminder, we'll be back on tomorrow morning to talk LSU Ole Miss. Breakfast of the Body Bengals live at the Silver Slipper. And then we'll be back here on Monday to give our analysis post-game of Tampa Bay and New Orleans. So everybody have a great weekend. Have fun. But be careful. Be safe. And everybody come down to Premier Nissan. They got great deals here. We will be back tomorrow morning and then Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Before you pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensberg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods.